Okay, we are up to Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi. Tov Kuf Tzadi is not easy. It's not easy, but at the same time, it's really important. If you want to be able to this, Tov Kuf Tzadi is Seder Aroi Letkei Hashef, which basically means the definition of qualifying Tkias, Shvorim, and Truas. If you want to know if they're valid or not, it's so important. It's so important because we want to know if the tkiyas that we're hearing, the sounds of shofar that we're hearing, if they're valid or not. This is the simon that is going to teach us. What about that? And some of it is a bit complex, but let's try to get it clear. Okay. Right. Okay, I'm particularly pleased that we have accountants here tonight because of the math part of it, but let's see if we can get through this. Okay. Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi Seif Elef. Kamot Kiyas Chayv Otom Lishmoy B'Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Can I just maybe start with this? I've made over here this. I hope that's going to be useful. Okay, so the title is, can I be Matriach you to? I hope you can read it. How many?
How do we get to 30 sounds?
Okay. The question is as follows, and that's what we're going to get to now. We want to understand, how do we get to 30 sounds? We know we need to listen to 30 sounds. Now, it's true that we have a minhag to hear 100, but that's just a minhag, and I'm not even going to be talking about that tonight. It's just a minhag, and that's just because of it's just a minhag, and that's, I'm not going to be addressing that point at all. But we have, the halacha is that, midrabanan, we need to listen to 30 tkiyas. How do we get to 30? Why not 26? Why not 33? Why 30? Where does that come from? And that's what we're going to be addressing now. Okay. How do we get to 30 tkiyas? Okay, can you carry on? I can't see myself.
One. Torah says three times teruah. Two. Every teruah requires a shutter, a simple sound, which is a tkiyah. So beforehand and afterwards.
Good. Okay, stop here. Okay. Okay. So the Torah says three times teruah. Sure. Oh, yeah, sure. Without me, if possible. Make it as clear as possible. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, the Torah says three times tour. What is a tour sound? Okay, so let's see, we're going to get that in a minute. But the tour sound, we're just going to assume a tour sound is a two, 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 two. Okay, that's for the, I hope I'm not here while I am being called, but yeah. Okay, that's the tour. The Torah says three times to make a tour, three times. Okay, so if we do that, that we know. So we are up to, what do we know? We need to do this. Is that clear? Tour. Tour, three times. That's what the Torah says. However, the Gemara says, and that leads us to number two. So far we've got three sounds. Tour is considered one sound, another three sounds, three times, two, 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 two. Three tours. Okay, so far, so good. The Gemara says, I'm going to two now. Every tour requires a pshuta, meaning a simple sound, which we call a tkia. Toot, lefoneo, beforehand, and afterwards, lachareo. That is the Gemara. The Gemara does, now we're going to see Mishneh Berurah, it's learned from the Apostle. The Gemara does that every Torah sound requires a tkiyah sound before and after. Okay? But we have to realize and remember that the starting point is the Torah. Torah, three times the Torah says Torah, 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 Torah. Stage number two, the Gemara says, you always need a tkiyah beforehand and a tkiyah after. So we are here over here. We're already up to here. Toot, 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 toot. I'm making a fool of myself, but just for clarity's sake. And then again the third time. Okay, that's... So the cheshbon will be so far. You got three over here. Three plus three. Who is good at math? Three plus three. Even, yeah, that's going to be nine. Okay, so far we're up to nine sounds. So far, so good. Okay. Now, there's a bit of a problem. And we're gonna see this all inside in a minute. I'm just wanna introduce the concept. Yeah, can you
Yeah, 3. We do not know what the sound of a Torah is. Is it a or a or a
excellent, thank you. I couldn't have done it any better than that. Thank you. So that's okay. We have assumed so far that the Torah sound is a toot 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 toot, but it doesn't have to be. The Gemara is not sure about that. The Gemara says we don't know what a Torah is. Is it a, as we said, what we call a Torah, or maybe it's not like that. Maybe a Torah is a sound that is toot toot toot, and we're going to define that in shortly. What we call nowadays a, we would call that a shvarim. Or maybe it could be it's both. We don't know. We don't know what the Torah really means. Yes, the Torah does say three times Torah, but we don't exactly know what a Torah sound is. Therefore, consequently, since we don't know, now this is a bit strange, but really this is considered two sounds. See, if you'd be asking me, I'd call it one sound. This is one type of sound. There's another type of sound. It is one sound. I would have called it one sound. Do you know why I would have called it one sound? Because it's one type of Torah. It's a third type of Torah that is both connected. But we should know we're always going to call it two sounds, although it's one type of Torah. So we've got three types of Torahs. So now, we know, so therefore, consequently, what happens is, now does this picture make sense to anybody? I don't know if it does. You need to do those nine sounds that we mentioned earlier, but that was all based on the assumption that a Torah sound is toot, 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 toot. But could be that a Torah sound is really toot, toot, toot. Then we need to do, oh, again, three before and three after. That would be just in case the Torah, when the Torah says Torah might not mean toot, 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 toot. The Torah might mean this. So you need to do this three times, because Torah says three times Loshon Torah. So we need to do this three times. But could even be that the Torah doesn't mean this and doesn't mean that. It means the third option. But again, you need to do that three times. But you need lefonel and achareo. You'll need to do three before and three after as well. So that makes us, if you can't exactly, so that would be really 9 plus 9 plus 12. Okay? Now, see, really, really, if you'd be asking me, I would call it 9, yeah? But nobody does. People, poskim always, and already the Gemara counts it into 12. Because that's considered two sounds over here. I can see you're not happy about that.
No, I'm just
okay, I'll go over it. I'm going over it in a minute. I'm going to go over it again.
I've got it. I'm fine.
Okay, good. So that is 9 plus 9 plus 12 is going to be 9 plus 9. So really it should be 9 plus 9 plus 9, which is 27. But Lemais, we call them the 30 tkias.
I agree with you. It makes no sense for having two sounds, that one.
What's that?
I agree with you. It makes no sense having two sounds. It's a Torah. It's not a Torah.
Exactly. The third option over here, that would be considered one sound. Yeah. But that's Lemais, how everybody counts it. It doesn't sound accurate. It doesn't sound precise. But that's Lemais, how it's counted. And that's how we get to the 30 signs. Okay, does that make sense? I'm going to briefly go over it again, because it took me more than once, if that's okay. The Torah says three times Torah. So we know we need to say at least three times a Torah. Stage one. So far, so good. Second stage. Every, can I ask somebody to read, because I'm... Yeah, do you mind?
Every Torah requires...
Pshuta. Right. Every Torah requires a pshuta, a tkir sound. Pshuta means simple, means a straight sound, beforehand and afterwards. So we're up to this already, because three, and everyone needs a, can you see it? Everyone needs a pshuta before and a pshuta after, so we're up to toot, 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 and that three times, because the Torah says three times rovato. So far, so good. We're up to stage number three. We do not know what the sound of the shofar is. It could be it's toot, 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 or it could be that it is toot, 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 or could be it's both together. Three options, what a Torah is. So here we assume that it's like this, but it doesn't have to be. It could be three options, what a Torah sound could be. If that, therefore, we need to do this three times. On the three types of Torah. And that will be three times nine makes 30. You know what I mean? Yes.
How do you know which way around you're going? How do you know it's from Torah, not Torah, Shra?
Where are you? Here?
When we say we don't know
Option number three.
Yeah.
Okay, that will be explained shortly. It will be explained shortly. That has to do with the fact, what is those two and the Shvarim sound? I'm going to be explaining that. It's a good point. We're going to get to that. Okay, but this is, if we understand this, what I've just explained now, that's the key to understanding the 30 tkiyas we do on Rosh Hashanah. Why do we do 100? 100 is a minik. Okay, but that's, yes. Pardon? Yes, this is what we call the Shvarim nowadays. This option number two is what we call Shvarim. The toot, that is what we call the Shvarim. What you're raising is an interesting point, because a long Shvarim will actually become a Tekiah. So a Tekiah is what I made over here in, let me just get the colors right. The green ones is what I call a Tekiah. The green ones what I call the Tekiah, the Pshuta, and the Shvarim will be the blue ones over here. So, does that make sense at all? Yeah? So that's how we do it. Yeah. Yeah, but it's true that I want to speak about what you're mentioning now. A long shvarim will actually become a tool, and that's a very sticky topic, and that's going to be Siv Gimel. Okay. Let's see this inside, and hopefully that's going to add some explanation. Okay, let's start Siv Aleph again. Kama tkiyos. Ovid tkiyos means sounds. Okay, let's be very precise. Kamot kias, how many sounds? Chayav Adam lishmaya b'Rosh Hashanah. How many sounds does a person need to hear on Rosh Hashanah? 9. Lefisha ne'ema tua b'yoyval uv'Rosh Hashanah sholash b'om. Because it says in the Torah, three times the word tua, with regards to Yoyval and Rosh Hashanah, it says three times the word tua. V'chol tua, and every tua, pshut lefanel, requires a simple sound beforehand, v'pshut lachel, and a simple sound, straight sound after that. And we learned that it's the same type of sound. He's just telling us an additional point that we don't distinguish between the types of truas. Terat. So terat stands for tkiyo, truo, tkiyo, and that three times. Mishnah Busif Koton Aleph. B'yoyvel v'Rosh Hashanah shalosh pa'am. It says three times the word tru'ah. The ksiv b'yoyim ha'kippurim shal yoyvel ve'ovato shoifo tru'ah. That's one. U'v'Rosh Hashanah ksiv shabosin zichoin tru'ah. Number two. Yoyim tru'ah yelochem. So it says three times the word tru'ah. Okay. Now, I want Siv Cotton base. Pshut lefanel is quoting a Gemara. The ksiv ve'ovato shoifo tru'ah. The way I understood the Gemara is that ve'ovato means past tense, which means that beforehand you need a pshuta. Mashma varas koil echod lifnei atua. You need to have a tkiyo before the tua. Pshuta lachareo, deksiv taviu shoifal, future tense. You need to have a pshuta, i.e. a tkiyo afterwards. Okay. Now, this is what we're up to B over here. We have learned, it says three times tua, and we have learned that every tua needs a pshuta lefanei lachareo. By the way, I want to ask you a question. We're going to be learning why we have the 30, as we've been discussing so far. But it's important for us to remember that midoraisa you only need those 9 sounds. Do you know why? Why is it? Why do you think it might be nafkamina that what those 9 or sometimes why what's important about those? Why is it important to know about those? I'll tell you where it's not going. Pardon? That's right. That's 100%, that's exactly the point. Because Lemaisa, we still need to know what is the Raisa. We still need to know what is the Raisa. And it's very important. We need to know what is the Raisa level and what is the Rabbana level. I'll tell you where it's not here. Rav Eliashiv and Shem Zama both asked, what happens if a person goes to a hospital? A Baal Tekao needs to go to a hospital. And he's going to loads of wards and he's going to loads of Cholim who are sitting in hospital lying. And he said that if he's going to go to 30 for, they're all bedridden, they can't get out of bed. Big, large hospital. He has to go through all the cholim, all the sick people in hospital. He has to go through one ward to the other. Nobody's talking about 100. If he's going to do 30, after 3 rooms, he's going to be finished. 4 rooms? How many cholim will he make if he's good to do? After 5, for sure, he's finished. He won't be able to do it. You know what I mean? He's going to be done. He's going to ask for a bed there. He's going to be caught. So he won't be able to do it. So therefore, so they asked Rav Eliashiv actually, interesting question. He said, listen, I can do 30, but then there's going to be cholim that I'm not going to hear. that I won't be able to make it then. If I do 10, I'll be able to get through everybody. Probably. But if I do 30, I won't be able to do it all. What should I do? 30 or just the required deraisa measure? What do you think Rav Eliashiv answered? Interesting one. What do you... That's right. That's exactly what Rav Eliashiv answered. And I said, okay, so leave out the darbonot. You know, obviously, that's it's preferable.
Which one did they trust him was the correct sound to use when he did those nine?
Right. So actually, what has to be done then... Interesting question. So actually, what you'll do then... what many people will do in such a case, they'll do for each. That's what we're going to be doing then.
Okay.
Yeah?
But then, according to Woodbins, he probably hasn't fulfilled the right.
Yeah, good. It's a very good point. It's still that you're right. It's a matter of choosing the least of the the best of all the old.
You take a guess and pick one.
Right, okay, so that's Seif Aleph. Okay, now, Seif Beis. Trua zu ha'amura b'toira. When we discuss a trua, nistapek lonu, there is a sofek. And I want to just point out, this sofek that we're going to be mentioning now, which is a sofek that, this sofek over here, if a trua is this or this or that, this is not a sofek. We use the sofek very often when it comes to machlokes aposkim, there's a sofek. You know, is like a Velashiv, is like a Pshom Zalman or a Vosna. Okay, this is not that kind of suffix over here at all. The doubt that we're discussing over here, the suffix that we're discussing over here, is a suffix which is already in the Gemara. So this is a, you can't have, it's like a suffix of the Amoraim of the Gemara's time. So it's a very different level of suffix. Okay, Truah Zoh Amoraim B'Torah, this Truah that is talked about, that the Torah mentions, Nistapek Lonu, it's a doubt to the Chachomim, Imi Hilula, Hilola, is it a wailing type of sound? Shonu Kerim Tua, that we would normally count a Tua. Or Yimu Mashonu Kerim Shvorim, or is it more like a sigh? A sighing type of sound. Or Yim Shneim Biachat, or they're both together. Lefichach, therefore, Kedei Lotzes Yedei Sofeg, in order to get out of any doubts, Tzorich Litkoya Tashrat, you need to blow a Tkiya Shvorim Tua Sholesh Pa'omim, three times, Vetashat Sholesh Pa'omim, three times, Tkiya Shvorim Tkiya Shalosh Pa'amim Vetarat Shalosh Pa'amim three times Tkiya Tua Tkiya three times. So now we're getting to the essence of the Sofek. What is this Sofek all about? Is it doot 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 doot, or is it doot doot doot, or is it both together? Where does that come from? So this is actually a Gemara that says we know Tua needs to be more like, it has definitely to do something with a crying sound. But there's two types of crying, and we know that very well from our kids. There's two types. There's more like a wailing type of crying, and there's more like a sighing type. And there's one of them is more like the tour sound, and more is more like the sighing type of sound. It has to do with that. Is it more like a hilola, which is more like the wailing type of sound, or is it more like a genicha, which is more like the Loshna Poskim is genicha, which is sighing. And because we don't know which one the tour refers to, we're going to do all three. I mean, both plus both together, which means three options. Yeah. Okay. So that's the halach over here. Now, just to add an additional point over here. I'm going to leave that for Siv Gimel. Okay, but that is so far so good. Does that all make sense so far? It's a bit, yeah? I think that's really, really important. Okay, continue Siv Gimel, yesh oimim shishia tkiya ketua. But how long does this tkiya sound need to be? So he says yesh oimim, but it's not really yesh oimim because it's a mefurash Mishnah, so it's not really yesh oimim. The halacha is that the tua sound needs to, that the tkiya sound needs to be like the tua. The tkiya sound needs to be like the tour. The shia tour ke sholosh yevavos. And the shia tour needs to be like sholosh yevavos. The hainu shlosh akoiches ba'alma kolchehu. Vehem nikom tumaitin. I don't know why it says tumitin. It's really tumaitin. It should be the shia the length of it should be like a da. And you do like da, the tumaitin is a da. If you do three times da, that sounds like? That's right. Da. So that is, that the shia, that's the shia tkiya, which is the sholosh yevavos, is that long. That's how long a tkiya needs to be. So add up three times.
Sholosh yevavos means, sorry?
It means that as well. It means that that kind of sound. Yeah.
Is this the length of time?
Yes. You add the three das. So da, da, da.
It's a couple of seconds each.
No, I'm sure it's less. You just do that whilst I'm talking, the da. Da, 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 without the soundless gaps in the middle. Do you know what I mean? Da, da, da. It's definitely less than a second.
So, is a one teruah is three tumaitin,
correct.
And
but we're going to... I don't get too excited because the loch is not like that.
Okay.
Okay. But according to this opinion, yes. Okay, but now he says an important point that is really, really noigel la halacha. And that is something that every Talmud Chacham listens out when he listens to Tkiyas. Listen to that. Lefiza tzorech leizoyer. Therefore, a person needs to be careful. Shelo yarich beshever kishloshe tumitin. When you're listening to the Shvorim, you need to make sure they're not longer than da, da, da. Do you know why? Because if they're any longer, they're going to become a Tkiyah. And you're not doing, if you're doing da, you're not doing three shvarim. What are you doing? You're not doing shvarim, you're doing etkis. And that's really important. That is, Rabbosai, I can't tell you how important that is. Because that is really crucial. Because often, a Baal Tekeah, not often, occasionally, yeah, rarely, a Baal Tekeah is not so aware of this halacha. And he wants to be machmir, he wants to make sure it's not going to be, I don't want to make this into a tour, I want to make proper shvorim. And he makes the shvorim rather extended, rather long. And then it's actually a huge problem. There must be, according to this opinion, it has to be no longer than three to maitin. Da, da, da. If it's less, if it's... So it's actually a problem. I mean, I haven't got a stopwatch, but... probably something like that.
So it's any shorter than that, then what's the problem?
It's going to be, shorter than that, it will be a tour.
If it's longer than that, it could be a...
You have to get it right. We're going to see the Maisa with Paskanom, not much like that, but the actual point is really crucial. Don't make them into tkiyas. Don't make them long, because they're going to become tkiyas. Yeah.
So there are three sounds in a teruah with two gaps in the middle. So we're saying each of the sounds is three tumaitin, or we're saying the entire thing...
The entire thing.
Is one
correct.
Tumaitin each.
Yes, correct. That's the way we're saying, yeah.
And the gaps themselves...
They're not reflected in the timing. Okay. The Ramah says we're not so choshesh on that. But don't make sure they're not too long. So that's a bit hard to define that. That's the meaning. It's surely not cholek very much. It just says if it's a bit longer, it doesn't matter. If it's a drop longer than that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that it can make them into tkiyas proper. So you have to still be very careful. Somebody once told me that if it's longer than a second... If it's longer than a second, you're running into trouble. I don't know if that's... Do you think that makes sense? Longer than a second, if you're making a toot, toot, toot. If it's more than a second, what do you think about that?
You mean the whole three together?
Yeah.
A second. It's relative. It depends what we're measuring it based on.
Yeah. 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 But it's... We're talking about that kind of timing. That's roughly where we're up to. That's that kind of time we're talking about. But let's carry on, because the Shulchan Aruch does continue with additional points. The tkiyah of tashrat needs to be longer than the one of tashrat. He says that the tashrat tkiyahs need to be longer. Why? Because the tkiyah should be equal than the truah sound. And the truah sound of shvorim truah is obviously going to be longer. Why is the shvorim sound? Why is it tour sound or shvorim tour going to be longer? That's right, because you're doing shvorim and tour, so the tkiyah should be accordingly longer. Mushal tashat yosem mushal tarat, because they're also a bit longer. Umiyu, however, imarich harbe bechol tkiyah ein lochosh. If you're doing a long tkiyah, rule number two to remember: long tkiyahs do not matter. If you're doing tkiyahs, they don't matter. As long as, however big your lungs are, you can do the tkiyas with greatest pleasure. Tours as well. If you want to go on for tours, it's fine. Keep going tours as fine as well. Now, yes, the length of the shvarim, you don't make the shvarim too long. But if you want to make more shvarim, instead of three shvarim, tut, 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 if you want to make four, says the shulchan, that's fine as well. You want to do tut, 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 tut. Did I do four now? Yeah, if you do four, that's fine. You can do five. You can do, just it's the length that is a problem. If you do them too long, if you do every shavuot too long, it's going to become a tkiya. Yeah, carries on. That doesn't matter. Lemaisa, we don't pass it like that. If you look in Mishneh Bosif Kol Yud Aleph, that's also very important to remember. If you look in Mishneh Bosif Kol Yud Aleph, v'cheni moisif al shlosh shvorim. V'yesh mei apoyosin shmachmirim meza, v'nochon lochosh ledivrem lechatchil shlas yosim shlosh shvorim. Mishneh Bosif Machmir, don't do more than three shvorim. And that's also something which I've heard. Have you ever heard about Tekiah doing more than three shvorim? So that's something, yeah, one should be very, no more than three shvorim. Please, no more than three shvorim. Mishneh Bosif Machmir, no more than three shvorim. I've heard it. I've heard it. Don't. Because sometimes it's yeah.
How many kind of bits do you do in a... Is there a specific number of bits in a truah? Like I know it said you can... Makaba says you could go on.
You could go on. Yeah, I don't know if to what extent... When people say nine, I can't tell you on the spot if that's where, if that's mamash lechatchila or not. I'm not sure.
Does it count as truah if you did too many times?
No, he's talking about Tua. He's asking about Tua.
Oh, you're asking about Tua. Yeah. Sorry,
yeah, yeah. No, he's talking about Tua. I think that, I don't know why I think that, I don't know if it's lechatchila to do nine or just people do. I'm not sure. I don't know.
It's not the same at
Pardon?
It's not the same.
No, as far as that's concerned, no.
But whatever you do in terms of the combined Shavuot and Teruah, you have to make a tikkia that's equal
yeah.
or longer.
Yeah.
On each side.
Yes. Yes. I actually wrote this even down over here. I actually even put it over here in brackets. Look in the bottom.
The length of the tekiah should be like the...
Yeah, at the least. Yeah. Yeah. So that's an important point to remember as well. Thanks for reminding us. That it's an important point that the tekiah should be at the length of the tour. Let me just finish this with because that's how the Maaseh we pasken. Okay, now the other opinion holds that it's Shloshi Yevavos is three tomatin, which Shiatua is Shloshi Yevavos, and Shiatua is like three Yevavos, Shem Tisho tomatin, which is nine tomatin. Unlike what we said before, but it's nine tomatin. Vishiat Kia Gam can Tisho tomatin, Ketua, and the length of the Tkia is also nine tomatin, like Ketua. It's always the same Cheshm, just with nine. Lefiza, therefore, in Lochosh, in Erich Ktas Beshvorim. According to that, if you do the Shvorim a little bit longer, it does not matter. He says Yud Beis, but Mishnah Berurah says he must be Yud Ches because it's three times, so it's twice nine, which is 18. V'tzarich la'arich betkiyah shel tashrat k'shir Yud Ches tumaitin. Mishnah la'arich betkiyah k'shir azeh. If you've done the shir of tkiyah not long enough, v'arich b'shvorim, you made long shvorim, lo yikima mitzvah. You've not fulfilled the mitzvah, lo yikima v'lo yikima. Bekitzer. What it means over here is again the same Cheshm. We need to remember Halacha Lemaisa that tkiyahs do not need to be long. Contrary to what people think, that tkiah, if you've done a 4 second tkiah, that's what the poskim say. If you've done four seconds, how long is 4 second tkiah? Yeah, 4 seconds. How long is 4 seconds? Yeah, starting now. Yeah, that would be definitely. I don't think there's any poskim hold that needs to be longer than that. That would be a 4 second tkiah is definitely fine, even according to this. That's how we pasken. What is important to remember, though, is that the tkiah should be no tkiah should be no shorter than the tour, and if it's a shvorim tour, then the tkiah should be accordingly. And these are the points that need to be remembered.